Hello, this video is designed to welcome students to OPMT 5515 Quantitative Methods for Managers. This is a course delivered online using the MyMathLab platform. So to get started, the first thing you want to do is you want to get to the course My Course homepage, which is found at faculty.org/Kevin, or you can simply type into Google Kevin Wainwright BCIT. And that will take you to my homepage, which will be something that looks like this. So this is found by finding me on the internet. And you'll see on the sidebar, it lists all the courses I offer. And if we go down, you will see online courses and OpMan 5515. And you click on that, and it takes you to the course homepage. As it says on the page, this course is delivered through mymathlab.com/global. All assignments, exams, all information is going to be found once you've logged on to MyMathLab. Now, the first steps to getting into MyMathLab is you need the instructions and access code from MyMathLab, which is created by Pearson, and you can get that by clicking here on this link. And it will open up to this page. This is the information you will need. This information is also found in the D2L, and it also should have been emailed to you through MyBCIT earlier before the beginning of the course. Now, before you start attempting to register for that course, what I strongly recommend is you open and review this document, which is a screenshot series that walks you through what to expect as you log on to MyMathLab. It will show you all the steps you need to do in order to enter the proper access code, select the textbook, and get registered. Okay, so download and save this file. Okay, if you are new, used to using D2L, I have placed all the same information in D2L, and you can get that by simply clicking and going to the D2L site where you log in with your MyBCIT ID and password, which should be 223. Same as MyBCIT. Now, once logged in, if you're properly registered, you should find the course 5515net as your list of courses. Click here, and you will find the same information found on my website, which includes the textbook. Now, this textbook is only available as an e-text that you purchase when you log on and join MyMathLab. I have placed 3 or 4 copies of the textbook in the library on 3-hour reserve for those who like to have a look at the hard copy. However, the book is only available through the e-text, and it cannot be purchased through the bookstore. If you really desire this book, you can get it through someone like Amazon. The price by buying the e-text is about half of what you'd pay for a hard copy. In here, you will also find the information to go to my course homepage, faculty.org/Kevin, and you will also find the same instructions on how to join MyMathLab. And again, it makes reference to downloading the step-by-step help document, and then you must go through the following steps as prepared by Pearson, who is the publisher creating MyMathLab. Now, let's go back to my homepage. You will use this page for resources. You will find all the chapter slides have been listed here, so the lecture slides are available, as well as some additional materials you will find helpful in doing this course. And then you will also find a series of lecture, short lecture videos, YouTube type style videos, covering a variety of concepts that are covered as you go through the course. I would suggest as you're reading the book and doing the assignments, you can go back and refer to these videos to see if you find them helpful in explaining some of the concepts. Okay. Now, let's go and look at what happens when you get to MyMathLab. After you've registered for MyMathLab and paid for the access code and purchased the e-text, you should be able to log in. And every time you go in, you will click on the sign in, which will give you a choice between new design or standalone. We're using standalone. It'll click you to your login, which you will have created. And you click here, and it'll say enter my MATLAB global, and this will take you to the course homepage. If you're registered, this is the page you will see. This happens to be the instructor page, so there's a second menu called instructor, which you will not see when you log in. You will see the top part for student, course home, study plan, calendar, homework and tests, results, student resources. Your textbook will be found in student resources. When you click here, you will see what it says, view multimedia library. You click here and it will allow you to pick the chapters. So if you pick select all and find, you get the list. So if you click here, it opens up the textbook. Okay. Now you can print short sections of the textbook if you have a printer. I would try not to do that too often, as you will find it eats up a lot of your toner cartridge. Okay, here we go. And this will give you the textbook. Okay, so here we see it goes through the pages, and you can go through, and it is exactly what you would get in the hard copy. Okay, now as having the, go back to the course home, you will also see here it says upcoming assignments and view all assignments. If you click here, it'll give you the complete list of assignments. Okay, now assignments that are not available to you will not appear on this list until they are made available by me. Now, back to the course home, you will also see announcements. It says view all announcements. This is very important. Make sure you regularly review this section, because this is where I'll post new material. You click here and you will find the course information again, links back to my course homepage, breakdown of the grading, the topics we will be covering, the lecture slides, and a variety of information, including links back to the videos that are also found on my homepage. Okay. Go back to the course home, and we'll go to the first assignment called Descriptive Statistics, which you will be able to work on, and you're allowed 8 times to attempt this problem, and the system will take the best mark. So I'm just going to open one of the questions. Okay. So when you're doing a question, some will be multiple choice, some will be numeric. Every question is different for each student who opens up the question. It tends to generate a unique version of each question. This is important when you're talking to me or emailing me for help. Okay, when working on any problem, you'll find a series of helpful tools. Help me solve this. We'll walk you through an example. Then give you a new problem with slightly different numbers to try again. You can also click on view an example, which you can just simply read, and it tells you step by step how to do the problem. Okay? You also can click on the textbook and it will take you to the chapter page that's relevant to this question. Now this option will only be available if you've purchased the e-text to go with the course. Okay? So this thing will open up to the pages we need to read regarding this topic. The last button is Ask My Instructor. I strongly recommend, if you want to ask me questions about problems in my math lab, you ask me from inside my math lab by clicking Ask My Instructor. The reason for this is you can type your question in here, but when you send the message, it will generate an automatic link between me and the exact problem you're working on. I'll be able to see what you've entered and look at your work, and if I need to make manual corrections because the system didn't recognize a correct answer, I can do that. Please use this method to communicate when you're emailing me. Okay, now, so that brings us to my math lab, and I'm going to leave this page, go back to the course homepage, which is your resource page, and at that point I am going to end the video, and that hopefully will get you started and welcome to this course.